We're back here on Giants.com. Good morning, everybody. I'm John Schmelk. He's Paul Dottino. It is cut day. The Giants have to get down to 53. And with John Beeson expected to come off of PUP, it's even less room for the younger players on this roster to make this team. And, Paul, a lot of the question marks and a lot of the battles are on the offensive side of the ball, specifically at the skill positions. Guys like Michael Cox, guys like Preston Parker, guys like Adrian Robinson, throwing even maybe a veteran like Jarrell Jernigan, young guy like Julian Talley, Peyton Hillis, a veteran, Kendall Gaskins. All these guys are fighting for a very limited number of spots.
And not only is that difficult enough, but you also have to figure out what to do with your fullback spot because Sarnoski's injured, and what do you do with him and John Connor? What do you do with the tight ends? Tom Coughlin's already said that everybody does a little something different, and it's tight end by committee, so do you keep three or do you keep four? And those numbers directly impact what you're now going to do at wide receiver and what you're going to do with the halfback spot. It's really, really messy.
Going to the defensive side of the ball, the one place where there is a full house is on the defensive line. The Giants are going to have to make a couple tough decisions.
Yeah, you know, I think coming in, Marcus Kuhn, for example, was a guy they really liked a lot, John. Young player, terrific motor, very strong. And then what happens? A little bit of a nondescript early preseason, then hurts himself, you know, gets that sprained ankle, can't put anything else on tape. And so now how do you make a decision about him? When you have other guys, for instance, Kelce Quarles, who performed really well and even better as the preseason went on.
Paul, finally, special teams, a big factor here. Punt return, of course, punt coverage, kick return. And then the Giants will also try to fill out the practice squad over the next couple days after all these players go through the waiver process.
And see, that's where it gets really, really, really sticky now, because as Tom Coughlin told us the other day, John, it's not about the 53 we're looking at. We're kind of looking at 63 because of the 10-member practice squad. The problem, of course, is that you got to clear those guys through waivers first. And you know that some of these guys have put some pretty good things on tape. And as much as the Giants may want to keep them, other teams may want them too.
Not to mention the fact about 700 players across the league will be let go today, which means the Giants and every other NFL roster will be combing all those names to find the best players to not only add to their practice squad, but maybe even replace guys that are on the final 53. So make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com over the next few days. We will have all the official word and quickest updates on what happens as the Giants continue to prepare their roster for week one against Detroit. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend right here on Giants.com.